Hey guys, welcome back to Diana Prince Secret Agent. I'm one of your hosts, Ed.
I'm the other, Terry.
And let me apologize up front if there's a lot of background noise. We're just here in the house living. We have two cats with a new toy. And the TV's on, I think, in the living room. And it's snowing outside. Yo-ho-ho. No, it's well past Christmas. But just focus on our voices. Ignore anything else in the back. Focus on our voices. And we may end up putting you to sleep with this one. I don't know that this will be the most enthusiastic we talk about a book, but it was what it is. If you want to leave feedback, Teal Productions is on Twitter and on Blue Sky. You can get in touch with Terry at Toothnasher on Twitter. IamIndieMan@gmail.com is the email address, and comicbooknoise.com/TNC, the letters, the first letter of the words, phonetically, Tango November Charlie. Now, this book that we're looking at, The Adventures of Jerry Lewis, number 117, had a cover date of March-April 1979 and an on-sale date of January 15, 1979, according to Mike's Amazing World, both of those pieces of information. And I cannot find a U.S. reprint of The Adventures of Jerry Lewis.
This is 1970.
Oh, is it?
The book says March, April 1970.
Oh, oops. Yeah, Mike's Amazing World was correct. My eyeballs were wrong. It is 1970.
So there you go.
So, and actually, by close to the end of 1970, the Jerry Lewis book will be defunct after almost 130 issues, which is kind of sad to see a book like that go. But in the, 50s and 60s, I guess, when it would have been coming out, it was the thing, humor books. By the 70s, superheroes had become, which is obviously why we're looking at it. Mm-hmm. So,
anything else? You going to tell us who wrote it?
Oh, yes, who wrote it, the creatives. Yeah, I already told you I couldn't find any reprints. Now, according to the Grand Comics database, this says that it was scripted by Alan Reife, R-I-E-F-E, penciled by Bob Ochsner, inked by Tex Blaisdell. The colorist is probably a group of colorists. And it was lettered by Ray Holloway, as far as I can tell. And I promise you, this does have not only Diana Prince in it, but it has Queen Hippolyta and some
Amazons.
Questionable Amazons.
Yeah, well, the whole Wonder Woman Amazon is questionable because the writer, Mr. Reife? The scripter. I'm so sorry. The scripter. Mr. Reife apparently didn't read Wonder Woman and apparently didn't read the mod era of Wonder Woman because everything he had her do was absolutely against what we have been talking about in Wonder Woman. So, there you go.
There we go.
So, the cover...
Terry, let me throw out this real short synopsis here real quick.
Okay.
Jerry accidentally hurts Wonder Woman's knee near a theater, which actually it's not Wonder Woman, it's Diana Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, Jerry, his nephew, and Wonder Woman are transported to Paradise Island. Well, no, it's not suddenly.
Mm-hmm. She took them there.
She does it. Amazons warn that Zodor kidnapped Hippolyta and demand the sacred pearl as ransom. As Wonder Woman's knee is broken, it remains for troubled Jerry to rescue the queen. Now, that's a very short synopsis, and even in its shortness, it is highly inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you go. So we open up with Jerry meets the new Wonder Woman at a triple horror show. The Eggplant That Ate Toledo, Return of the Droopy Monster, and The Haunted Handbag.
In a triple what show?
Horror show.
Horror?
Horror.
Not W-H-O-R-E? Horror?
Did I say horror show?
No, it just...
Thank you.
I think it's funny because the word horror, when you say it fast, sounds to me like W-H-O-R-E.
It's
a triple horror show.
Forgiving.
There were three whores.
And there's a nurse in attendance, and there's free nerve pills and shock treatments if you go in and watch the triple
because
it's so
bad.
Horrific.
Yes, you need to.
Just like this comic book.
Nerve pills.
So horrific.
Do you remember nerve pills?
I do.
You could actually buy them, yeah.
So Jerry is standing outside with his nephew, and apparently if you know Jerry Lewis and his nephew, you would not be surprised by this, but he's a little jerk. But Jerry's standing out there, and he's staring at the picture of Wonder Woman they have out there, because they say that she's in person, not Diana Prince, Wonder Woman, but she's dressed as Diana Prince.
But it's Diana Prince. Yes. Yeah, so...
So, you know.
And it's funny you say that about his little nephew.
Mm-hmm.
He is the comedy relief, which makes Jerry Lewis the straight man.
I know.
What?
I know.
Yeah.
So, Jerry wants to go in and get her autograph because he's in love with Wonder Woman. And he goes in, gets the autograph. They're leaving, and there's a puddle outside. So, he lays down, like, the chivalry thing to do. Not his sweater, but himself.
Yeah, his whole body. He lays in the
While he's laying there and moving about, she starts to tumble, and she falls. And turns that she pulled a tendon or did something to her leg.
And the sound of Diana Prince hurting her knee is bonk.
Now, that's her hitting the trash can.
Well, but that's the same knee.
Oh, okay. So, she tells Jerry that she can't go to a regular doctor. She has to go to the doctor on the island. And, of course, Paradise Island is where they go. Well, that's also against everything that we've been doing in this whole thing. But anyway, yeah. Here we go. Okay. All three of them flying through because Jerry didn't let go and his nephew didn't let go. So, they're flying through. They get to Paradise Island. They go to the doctor, and the doctor wraps Diana's leg up from upper thigh down to her ankle almost and says, you know, you have to have complete rest. Now, let me look at your friend's stomach because the trip made Jerry a little ill. And while he's concocting something, in come two Amazons, Braunhild, and they didn't name the other one, running in to ask Diana, what are you doing there? But you came just in time because your mother's been kidnapped.
Oh, also keep in mind, guys, for a book like this, the sight gags are almost every panel.
Yes.
I mean, there's no reason to really convey sight gags because you've got to really see it to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But almost every panel has some kind of sight gag.
Because it's Jerry Lewis.
Or an Easter egg or a sign that says something or something. Almost every panel.
Mm-hmm. So the doctor finishes making the concoction that's supposed to settle Jerry's stomach, and instead of drinking a glass of it that he set to one side, he drinks the vat of it that's set to the other side. And meanwhile, the Amazons and Diana are plotting how they're going to get Mom back, because Diana says no matter what, he's going to kill her. Even if he gets what he wants, he's going to kill her.
The
so
vat
we need to get her back.
The vat that he drank is a different substance.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's the same thing as what's in this glass right here. This is the same thing.
Oh, I thought the doctor made something.
No, he's making, now he's getting ready to make an antidote, and he drops that vat onto Jerry's head, and that's when they discover that he can't feel pain.
Oh, okay.
So, since Jerry drank it all, later on, the doctor has to try to make it again from memory. So, they're saying, oh, he can't feel pain. So, perhaps he should be the person to lead the troops, because Diana's leg is hurt, to go after Hippolyta. So, we have them dressing him up in Hercules' outfit and sending him off to fight the giant for the king, Zodor. Z-O-D-O-R.
So now Zodor has kidnapped Hippolyta.
Yes.
And he's holding her ransom.
Uh-huh.
And to let her go, he wants this, whatever they said, Pearl of Wisdom or something like that. Okay.
And he has sent the mighty Bulk.
Bulk. Bulk.
Because he's big.
That is the champion
To fight Jerry. And, of course, not Brunhild. I'm sorry. Braunhild, because she's brawny.
Yeah, she's large.
Yes, Braunhild has fallen in love with Jerry.
But she does have armor to fit her.
Yes. She falls in love with Jerry. So she's trying to help Jerry fight
Braunhild.
Bulk the whole time. And the little boy runs back into the doctor and says, he's starting to feel pain again. You need to make some more of that concoction or he's not going to make it.
Renfrew.
So the doctor...
That's the nephew. R-E-N-F-R-E-W. Renfrew.
Isn't that the name of the familiar to Dracula? Or
Dracula.
The Frankenstein? And somebody named Ryan Renfrew?
Renfrew.
Okay, anyway. We see the... Zodor's speaking to Hippolyta about, you know, what's going on and what's going to happen to her. You know, I'm going to just take you with me and you're not going to live and all this stuff. So the doctor's trying to remake the formula and Jerry's running away from the big hulking dude. And he finally makes something Jerry leans over to tie his shoe and the big hulking guy runs into the... wall and knocks himself out.
Right. Jerry's run into a blind alley.
So he defeats the bulk monster emissary in that way. So Diana's decided that none of the Amazons will follow Jerry unless he's dressed like, unless they think it's her. So she gets her armor and gives it to him and goes gets a wig and says, okay, we got to make sure that they think you are me and they'll follow you. So, of course, they do because they're idiots. No.
Well, no, because Jerry likes to dress in drag.
No, because nobody will believe it. So, anyway, so the doc says, here, I think this will make you immune to pain again. I made it up as I went along because I dropped the original recipe into the vat. And lo and behold, instead of doing that, it gives Jerry fire breath. Every time he burps, he burps a big fireball, which is burning up everything, which it turns out okay, though, because once they get up there to where they're actually fighting the emissaries of Zodor, he manages to burn them all up. Burn up their armor, burn up their shields, burn up everything. The little boy has decided he's going to get in on the fight, and he has created himself a slingshot, and he slingshots what he thinks is a rock into the big dude's mouth, and it breaks all of his teeth and knocks him out. So they have defeated the army with the fire and everything. They've gotten Hippolyta back, and they tell Hippolyta that Jerry is impersonating Diane. That's why she's not there, and they'll go see her later. And they find out that the rock that the little boy shot was actually the pearl that everybody was after, and the doctor makes up a new thing to put out the flames in Jerry's stomach so he no longer burps fire. So they decide, Wonder Woman, Diana Prince, tells Hippolyta, we have to go back. She zooms them back. She takes the bad dude. Is it Zodor? Yeah, Zodor. She takes Zodor with him and drops him off at some island.
Hey,
that
gang,
is
dig the dippy looking drop in.
Where they're having an underwater protest march at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Because they're hippies.
Well, but
In this time frame of 70s.
Significant.
In 70s, you're hippies.
Right.
And they get back, and Diana Prince says, thank you, boys. Got to run. I'm on in 2 minutes. And Jerry's standing out there with a kiss mark on his face going, oh, my dream girl gave me such a nightmare. And that's the end of this book.
Professor Allen, if you're listening, we have the average no copies number is 348. Now, you helped me determine this better the last time we looked at this. What paid circulation, but that's, isn't that subscriptions? That's not what they...
Sales through dealers, carriers, street vendors, and counter sales, and mail subscriptions is underneath.
Oh, it's
so
the second
of the 3,048.
Right.
348,000 copies that they printed, they sold 174,000 of them in the stores and 125 of them through mail order subscription.
Oh, okay.
They gave away freely 174,000 of them. And the total distribution was 174,471 of paid and mail. Office use, leftover, unaccounted, spoiled after printing, 173,000. So they sold about half.
Yeah, about.
And about half was spoils or returns.
But still, that half being almost 175,000.
Yes.
That's a lot of copies.
No, I think so.
Compared to today,
mm-hmm.
that's, we have books that do well at 60, 70, 75,000. The six-digit books you don't hear about nowadays too often. So this is getting close to 200,000, and we don't even necessarily hit 100,000 all that often.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the numbers nowadays. You were asking just the other day if they still base that on Batman, and I told you anymore, I don't know as far as which books sell more in a given month or anything like that. I was reading something, and you asked me if they still base the number on more than or less than the number of Batman books. So it's almost like, rather than a straight number, it's
okay.
compared to Batman. Or it was. I don't know. With multiple distributors, although as you're recording this, as we're recording this, one less distributor. I don't know how you get those numbers anymore, or if you even can. Okay.
So we're going to go to the ads. And the inside cover full page ad is a Revell ad. Win this 1970 Cessna 150 private plane and flying lessons, or an EMPI Imp dune buggy, or a StarCraft 15-foot power boat. We're giving away all three in Revell's Pick Your Own Prize sweepstakes. And those are real. They're not models.
No,
they're real.
Those hold people. Yeah.
I mean, those hold real people.
They're big enough for people.
Mm-hmm. So our next ad is a full-page Chaparral 2F Plus 2 from the Aurora Model Motoring Company. Would you like a new hot car for your Aurora Model Motoring set or a new fun car? It doesn't matter. Aurora has both. See them at your model motoring store and drive the most talked about car in years for new model motoring enjoyment. We have a Chaparral 2F, an Alfa Romeo 33, and an El Camino with surfboards in the back.
It'd be pretty cool to go to a store that just did models.
Well, the back of the store uptown just does models in it.
Yeah, I guess it's a, nowadays we would call that like a hobby store, mm-hmm. I guess.
And then our next third page is You've Got a Date with the Grooviest, Swingingest, Kookiest Chick on America's Teen Scene, Debbie. January 27th at your favorite newsstand. Don't miss it.
And this looks like the cover mock for issue 8, maybe? I can't really tell here.
And then you turn the page, and it's a full page with two half-page ads. Our Valentine for You, the Sweetheart Giant starring Supergirl. Giant Adventure Comics presenting Supergirl.
And that is Adventure Comics issue 390.
And Giant Flash, and here's your sneak preview of our next Sensational Giant.
Which this is, I believe, Giant G70, if that's the...
It's May.
If that's the number for it, yeah, we'd have to look at it. And it's 25 cents for a giant.
I'm telling you. Cheapo! Our next half-page ad is We Dare to Be Different. It's Follow Me for I Am Phantom Stranger and Adam Strange War in Washington, 1990 AD. On sale January 15th and January 20th.
So it's Phantom Stranger issue 6 and Adam Strange issue undetermined because of the way that the cover is presented. It's War in Washington, 1990 AD. What it says on the Adam Strange cover. So whatever issue that is, came out January of 1970.
The next page, directly after that, is a full-page ad for the Mighty Miniatures by Corgi. I don't remember Corgi in the other books, but who knows?
Oh, in the other books?
Yeah, new Corgi Juniors. We have, these are miniature models. And for 25 cents, you can get an outstanding Porsche Carrera Racer in beautiful racing trim, rear body shell, opens. That's cheap.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cars, and to me... Interesting is the Concorde Supersonic Transport, the airplane, which, and it was 7.5 inches long, I guess, which doesn't even exist anymore. They don't even use that anymore. So
there you go. And then our next full page ad is a Shift Gears and Burn Rubber Hot Wheels. Going to your nearest dealer to get the newest in Hot Wheels. High speed action begins January 22nd at your favorite newsstand. There's a Hot Wheels comic book.
This is the first issue, so this is just starting to come out. And these pages that we looked at were like, is this the big run? Is this the four-page ad run, or is that later? No, there were 2.5 straight pages of adverts here that we just looked at, and I thought there was a four-page run somewhere.
Not yet.
Okay.
We have Lee Ryder and the Brand Rustlers. It's the same one that's in all of them remember.
Wait a minute.
What?
What about the letter page?
I didn't talk about the letter page because it's just a letter page.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's what's next.
Okay. Yes, and it's a full page letter page. A letter from Jerry.
It's just a letter.
And it's from Jerry.
Yeah. So
he actually writes for his own book.
I wonder if he did that every book or whatever.
I don't know. Our next ad page is a half page each. First one is 116 planes for only $1.25. Fight global air battles with planes of all nations, and the World War II fighting GIs and commandos. All this for an amazing price of $1.24. Toys were cheap back then.
Plastic planes, and then these are
plastic soldiers. We used to have the plastic tanks also. I have two brothers. We had plastic soldiers and plastic tanks.
I liked the Cowboys and Indians one.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have that one.
I'm sure that was offensive to indigenous peoples everywhere.
Could be. And then we have our statement of ownership, third page that we were talking about earlier. And then our next full page is the Polaris nuclear sub over 7 feet long, 10-day free trial that you can order. Or you can get a free book that tells you how to build a rugged body and fear no man.
Okay, now this sub, it says it's big enough for two kids.
Mm-hmm, over 7 feet long.
And it is $6, or no, this must be $698.
Yes.
Almost $700. So it's almost $100 a foot.
200 pounds of material. And then our inside newsprint paper
The last
132 Roman soldiers for $1.98. Two complete Roman armies. This is killer stuff here.
And these are the hard plastic ones too, like the soldiers were.
And then the inside cover is the prizes or cash from Olympic, where you can do things to get cash. And then the back page is the selling the seeds, the flowers and vegetable seeds, yes, to get money and prizes from American Seeds. And it's in full color, like the front cover is in full color.
So what'd you think of the story?
I thought that it was minutely entertaining, but not at all. You can tell the dude who wrote it did not know anything about Wonder Woman other than Wonder Woman.
Well, yes.
And he knew enough to draw her as Diana Prince,
right,
and not Wonder Woman.
Right, to dress her up in the mod stuff.
Yes. But other than that, I don't think they gave him a clue because he had her doing things that we know she doesn't do as the mod Wonder Woman.
So when we go to conventions, you don't want to look up and try to get Jerry Lewis and complete a Jerry Lewis collection?
No, I do not.
Wow. Okay, I thought for sure.
No.
Yeah, honestly, probably looking at the ads from 1970 for me was more entertaining than the book itself. And I can't say that the book was written well or poorly or whatever because I don't frequent humor books. I can say that humor or comic books like this are not my bag. They're not what I read comics for. So I can't say whether this was good or not. Like I did say, there was a sight gag, easily a sight gag on every page. Typically, there were multiple per page, which would almost put it one per panel.
Was it 15 cents worth of entertainment?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure was.
I would say it
15
was.
Cents?
Yeah,
I mean,
15 cents worth of entertainment. However, if I was back in this day and I was reading the mod Wonder Woman that we are reading now, and I got this just because it said meets Wonder Woman,
no,
I would be like, that's not even part of this story.
That's not her. What is it? Yeah,
that's not part of this story.
Now, if you were reading Jerry Lewis, I bet you'd have been like, oh, cool, they got Wonder Woman in this one.
If I wasn't reading Wonder Woman at all, I had no clue. I was like, oh, yeah.
You know, it is what it is. It's definitely an artifact of the times.
Mm-hmm.
Humor books at this point are on their way out, as Jerry's book here is on its way out. It's been going since early 60s. 10 years, 100? Yeah, probably early 60s. Started out as Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, and then I guess they must have broke up or whatever, and it just went Jerry Lewis by itself. You know, I've read humor books from Marvel. You know, I used to sit there and try to pound through some of their early 70s humor books, and it's just, superheroes. Okay. It's an entrant in the time that we're reading through.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all... Every swing is not a home run. That's what I say, you know. So I'm not even sure if this was a base hit or not. But
that's okay.
You know,
it's part of my collection now.
Yeah, it's not up to me to say. So for those of you that are one with our apathy about the book, next episode we will be looking at Wonder Woman issue 188. So we'll jump hard and fast back into what it is we've been doing.
Yay!
So, until then, get in touch if you want. Let us know if you've ever read the Jerry Lewis book or if you have this particular issue. We'll commiserate. Either way, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye. Hey, guys. We forgot to mention, the music is from Universal Production Music. Bye.